Hello and welcome to Fanfic Theater. Tonight's episode is a special one, friends, for it is our very first and most likely last songfic. Songfics are a very important part of the fanfiction community. By writing song lyrics into the stories, authors are able to give their tales that little extra something, enhancing the themes and tone. So, when Nightcrawler Lover began writing a story dealing with pedophilia and other evil, she of course turned to our generation's King of Darkness, Garth Brooks. And it just so happens that, long ago on my 10th birthday, I unwrapped a gift from my parents and was baffled to discover a tape of the Garth Brooks album, No Fences. I didn't remember ever asking for it, or doing anything to lead my parents to believe I was at all a fan of Mr. Brooks' music, but there he was. Black and white, with his cowboy hat on, with a smug expression as though he knew he'd ruin my birthday. I must admit, my attempt at pretending to like the gift was not my best performance. But perhaps my parents foresaw tonight's great purpose because finally, 16 years later, I find a use for that tape. Ladies and gentlemen, Fanfic Theater is proud to present Nightcrawler Lovers, The Thunder Rolls. Yeah, we're two of our kind, working on a whole house. Whoops, that is clearly the wrong song. So, I'm just gonna go ahead and rewind this a little bit. It's funny you sort of forget about having to deal with all of that nowadays with the CDs and digital MP3 downloads and all that stuff, so. Alright, I think that should just about do it. Here we go. As the storm blows on. Oh, goddammit. Okay. Well, that's the right song, so we are on the right track. I just need to rewind it just a little bit more. Excuse me. Okay, I think that's it. Alright. As I was saying, Fanfic Theater is proud to present The Thunder Rolls. It was nighttime in England. In the darkening sky, the thunder rolled and the lightning flashed, signaling the start of a storm coming in.
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. The raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls.
Twelve-year-old Veruca Salt, the wealthy daughter of Rupert Salt, who was CEO in the nut business, wearing a purple nightgown covered with kittens, lay in her bedroom on her bed, which was covered with white sheets and a pink comforter, asleep. But her sleep was fitful, filled with images of haunting blue eyes that she was unable to look away from. But she still entered a dream. Her gaze fearful, Veruca stepped over to the mirror. She kept telling herself that it was just a mirror, and therefore nothing to be scared or ashamed of. Shadows that were forming on the wall began moving in a snake-like fashion. Veruca looked at the walls as the terror grew from within her. Then the candles lit themselves as a laugh pierced the silence of the room. It was evil and very dark.
Oh, who's that?
There was almost no answer. Then she looked back at the mirror and stepped away from it as a very hauntingly familiar voice called.
Come to me, little girl. Come.
Lightning lit up the sky and the thunder crashed against it, waking Veruca from her dream. She shivered all over as she remembered the voice.
Every light is burning, in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls,
the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night, as the storm blows all out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
There was only one person she knew whose voice sounded like that. A person with sky blue orbs and who wore a top hat, a large black coat that went down to his knees over a red one, a golden chain and black boots with rather high heels. There was no question about it. The person haunting her dreams was none other than, wait for it, Willy Wonka. Ever since she had met him at his famous factory, she had liked him. A bit. She even thought him to be a genius. Kind of. When her greedy side took over, demanding a squirrel and was denied, she had gone down there to get one all on her own. But she had gotten tossed down the garbage chute as punishment. By the squirrels themselves, no doubt. She'd begun to do some serious thinking, and wondering now that she thought about it. Soon, she realized that her being greedy was, legally and rightfully, her own fault. She also realized that she uses the word rightfully, oftentimes wrongfully. But still, she wondered.
Why? Oh. Why does he haunt my dreams in this fashion, like this?
She thought that over. Tried to make sense of the fact that she speaks like someone from Colonial Williamsburg, but she didn't get an answer. Soon, she fell asleep again, and she dreamed. Veruca suddenly found herself pinned to the ground, but not by squirrels this time. Nope. Instead, she was pinned to the ground by him. Can you guess who? Go ahead, guess. Nah, I'll just tell you. Willy fucking Wonka. She looked into those beautiful, hauntingly toxic blue orbs she knew all too well. That was when it happened. The storm of dominance happened. As the thunder rolled and the lightning flashed, he bent and captured her lips with his own in a kiss that was like a fire, and the fire instantly scorched her. All the thoughts telling her to turn and run instead left her brain themselves. For a moment, Veruca's sky blue orbs were covered by their lids as she was lost in the passion of the lip lock. Even her moans were lost in the heat of the fiery moment. She felt as though she had lost every ounce of self-control she had learned in her 12 years. But her captor's mouth then left her own and groaned in protest, although getting some air didn't seem so bad. Then a familiar voice spoke.
For your information, little girl, whipped cream isn't whipped cream at all, unless it's been whipped with whips. Everyone knows that.
Oh, that haunting, sexy voice. Veruca's orbs snapped open as she pulled herself out of her lust-induced trance. A scream burst forth from her as her captor lifted her up and carried her off to his bedroom.
Thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night, as the storm blows on out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
Then Veruca woke up for the second time that night, this time blaming the thunder for not letting her get any beauty sleep in doing so. Whipped with whips, she thought, scared, remembering the words from her nightmare. She shuddered all over as she remembered the details. Lashes marred her skin as she lay on her stomach, while tears ran down her cheeks. Willy ran his purple latex-gloved hands over her back, purring at his handiwork, his pink whips lying beside him.
Passionate. You look simply divine, my luscious little beauty.
Veruca moaned. Her body, not used to such a strenuous workout, ached all over. His rubbing her back only added to the pain instead of taking it away. A sigh left Veruca's lips, which were located but a nose away from her orbs. She knew she wouldn't get any sleep tonight, not as long as he called to her.